निरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमः। भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयी त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणान्। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विग्रहे राधे त्वं नय मां शरणान्तिके। नामटा बोले दो, मालाटा झोलाटा दे दिए दो। माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। सो मेनी डिवोटीज दैट टेल दैट देयर आर सो मेनी प्रॉब्लम्स, सो मेनी प्रॉब्लम्स कमिंग। I'm not feeling well. Why? Krishna is not making problems. Any other person is not making problems. Only our independent mind যে কথা শুনে না, মানে দি মাইন্ড ডিসঅবিডিয়েন্ট মাইন্ড অলওয়েজ মেক্স হিমসেলফ সো মেনি ট্রাবলস, সো মেনি প্রবলেম। So always any devotee making so much problems for themselves and not listening Gurudev, obeying Gurudev, then what Gurudev will do? Not like a magic that he will, if anyone wants to drink, but Gurudev has told that you should not drink wine. Oh, this is a very big problem. That I cannot check up my habit. Sometimes it is very problem to follow four basic principles. We know that all these things are very bad things, bad habits. For yourself, your body, your mind, your senses, everything will be poisoned by this. So don't make the problem. Especially nowadays, problem to check lust. We should try to do it. As you are brahmachari or grihastha, ladies or female or male, we should try. That is why a very good method has been invented, that you should be married and live equally, giving respect to each other. Not like husband should not think that my wife is like anything to be enjoyed only, like dogs, like cats, like horse, like any property. That should be given same respect as you want. And be with her, or she should be with him, not changing for whole life. Otherwise, so many problems will come. If you want to be happy and to chant Krishna name without any problem, then you will have to follow very strictly the Vedic culture. First, we should be Varnashram Dharmi. We should follow Varnashram Dharma, Indian culture. Swamiji has also told, who Swamiji? Bhaktivedanta Swamiji. And all our acharyas have said that we should follow very strictly the rules of Vedic culture and be Varnashrami. Don't disobey. Otherwise, you are creating so many problems. Anyone cannot help. Be so humble and polite to others. If you want to be behaved like that, you should be like that. Otherwise, bhajan will be very, very problem. So if anyhow, any luck, you have come towards bhajan, try to give up all the desires which are opposite to bhakti line, devotion line, and try to take all the things which are helpful. Are ekta ki shabda? Favorable for bhakti. And then you see that Krishna is always helping you. Otherwise, he will not help. So, we should not do like this. So, in this case, if anything is coming on, problems, so then we should try to hear the pastimes of any good bhakta. Like you heard Prahlad Maharaj. In his life he has no problem any, never. You know, the name of Draupadi, Yudhishthir, Pandavas, they have so much problem, but they thought that these are not problem. They thought it favorable for bhakti. So they used to create all these things, troubles, to fight with anyone or anything, only that Krishna should always be with him and helping. They were not sufferings for them. Very favorable. So they used to make all these problems that Krishna should always be with me and we will serve him only for this. So they had no any problem. If I am going to love and affect to give and serve Krishna, then why we should do all these things? So much luxurious things, so many dogs or hogs or anything, nothing. We should not make problem. Only we should try to love and Krishna in one ended. and there is no problem at all. And there is no problem, Krishna. And which is favorable for this, we will take all this, accept all this. Nothing else. Especially for devotees, female or male, those who are initiated second time, second initiation days. There should be adarsha, ideal. In humbleness, like trees, like grasses, always giving honor to others who deserve these qualities, and having no desire to be respect. I don't want respect. Then you see that all problems quickly go. So we should try to go. We should try to read, to hear the life of any realized Vaishnava. Today, Madhavendra Puri, this is the, today is the birthday of Madhavendra. Disappearance, anything. And also of Acharya. Srinivas Acharya. And also I think that here is Acharya Ratna Prabhu. He is a Ratna. What? Jewel of so many among all Acharyas. So we should try to learn all these things. I think in this stage in which we are now, it will be more favorable to read and to understand, to hear the pastimes of life sketch of such a devotee, like Haridas Thakur, like Raghunath Das Goswami, like Madhavendra Puri, like Jiva Goswami and others, Sanatan Goswami. It will be more benefited, more beneficial, very beneficial. And don't be derailed from this. If you really want, I think then you should not have any cat in your house. If coming, no harm, but you should not be attached and give your very precious love and affection to that cat or rat. Never. Never to anyone. Rup Sanatan, Madhavendra Purvi has never had any cow, never a cat, or dog, horse, so many things. Swamiji has any cat? He had any dog?
Monkeys?
Never. So don't make problems. We should learn something from the life of Madhavendra Puri for beginning and to last. Always he used to love only whom? Krishna. But to whom Krishna? Whom Krishna? Only beloved of Srimati Radhika. He always knew that Krishna is not my beloved. Krishna is beloved of Srimati Radhika. And I am Kinkari of Srimati Radhika. Always happy in Srimati Radhika happiness and always unhappy in and happiness of Srimati Radhika. So when Krishna went to Mathura, there was a big problem for Madhavendra Puri. And what that problem? She used to recite same shloka as Srimati Radhika used to recite, weeping bitterly. And what shloka was that? Ai dina dayadrana, he mathura nath kada valokyase hridayam lokakat. Oh, what should I do? Where should I go? Where should I go? Radhika is telling. Sakhi, can you tell? Where Shyam Sundari is now? Ai dina dayadranath. Where has left, where he has gone, leaving me alone here in Vrindavan? I cannot survive. No eating, no drinking, nothing. Always absorbed in Krishna. Sometimes rebuking, weeping, but rebuking Krishna. Oh, you have gone to Mathura? Oh, for like you are bee. Oh, there you have been entangled with Kubja. Here, so many beautiful gopis here, leaving them, you have gone to Mathura, for Kubja. Oh, Mathuranath. And so Srimati Radhika is so much weeping, so much weeping. Anyone could not pacify her. So Madhavendra Puri, like his Sakhi, he is also weeping in the same line. Ai dinya dayadranath he mathuranath kadavalokyase hridayam tada alok kataram daita brahmyati kim karamyam. What should I do now? Always like this. We should try to have aim in life of our atma, aim and object of our life, a prem like this, a love and affection for like this. Don't distribute your solid prem, akhand prem, to anyone in this world. Never. Anything. Not always decorating like this, this, saying, making up 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, dressing our room so much, so much. To anyone in this world, only whole our prem and love and affection should be given to in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika or Krishna Yugat, conjugal Krishna. So from beginning, very beginning, you'll have to be very careful. Otherwise, always Maya standing nearby and she will at once attract, and our life will be in vain. So don't do. My humble request to all, if you have come to me, you should obey me and try to be like this. You know the history of Madhavendra Puripad? You should tell him. Well, Bhagat Bandho? No, what? Bhagat? He is not here?
He's there, in the
valley. Where? Where? What is he doing? What you are doing? Come in. Madhavendra Puri was disciple of any sannyasi of Madhvacharya Sampradaya. Lakshmi Pati Tirtha. Nityananda Prabhu was also disciple of the same Lakshmi Pati Tirtha. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was initiated by Ishwar Puribhad and he took sannyas from Keshav Bharati in Kantak Nagar. In the same way, Madhavendra Puri was originally disciple of Lakshmi Pati Tirtha. And after that, when Lakshmipati Tirth passed away from this world, he wanted to take renounce order. But his Buddha was not there. So he took sannyas from anyone of Madhvacharya line, and his name was Sampuri. Vishnupuri. And he became sannyasi. Understand? So he was Madhavendra Puri. If anyone can have a doubt that if he was in Madhvacharya Sampradaya, they are all called Tirtha. But how he became Puri? Oh, also in Madhvacharya line, some Tirth and some Puri also. So he took initiation first from Lakshmi Tirth, and after he passed away, he took renounce order from Vishnu Puri. He was also a very learned person and very high class, from whom he took initiation Lakshmipati Tirtha. They were in line of Madhvacharya, and they were devotees of Bal Gopal. Bal Gopal, you know? Yes. And also in the same time, they used to worship Narayan as that. Lakshmi Narayan. Actually, they were worshipper of Lakshmi Narayan, but they used to worship Bal Gopal. They're all established thoughts are like that. Narayan. But this Puri, in the same line, he was in the line of Gopi's mood, Vishnu Puri. And he has written some books, very good books, about this, in the line of Gopi Prem. So he was not Tattvavadi, who? Madhvendra Puri. But he was as a Gopi mood devotee, pure devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation, one of the disciples of Madhvendra Puripad, that is, he was Ishwar Puripad. In his last career, we see that he was always weeping. Oh Krishna, very bhavgan, very bhavgan. Always observed in this, always weeping, crying bitterly so much. He Deva, He Daita, He Bhuvanaika Bandho, He Krishna, He Chapala, He Karunaika Sindho, He Nath, He Ramana, He Nayana Abhiram, Ha Ha Kodan Bhavita Padam. Like Srimati Radhika, these two slokes of Radhika. But in the middle time, there was none who can recite these slokas, and in the same mood like Radhika. After long time, Madhvendra Puri became like this, like Braja Prem and Gopi Prem. He Deva means you are worshipable. You are so beautiful. I cannot forget you. Though you can forget us, and you have gone to Mathura, and you have so many beloved there. We are Gwalini only one. Gwalini, you know, Gopi. We are not so much beautiful as Mathura, the wives of Jadavs, we are not so much beautiful. Now we are not so much we have no so much quality like them. But we cannot live without you. We'll die about you. So he, they, that means beloved. You are my beloved. But why you left us and went? Why? If you are calling us to Vrindavan, I cannot go there. We cannot go there. Why? Oh, you have so many beloved there. What is the use of our going in Mathura? There your father, mother and all are there. And you are so happy with them. We don't want to disturb you. But you are our Dait. So much beloved. He Deva, He Dait, He Bhuvaneka Bandha. Then, oh, I've told wrong. You are Mathuranath. Hey Mathuranath. Oh, now you are the emperor of Mathura kingdom. You have left Vrindavan. Because you used to go to cowherds without umbrella, without any shoe, nothing. Without appliance wear. But now you have become Mathuranath. So how you will remember us? Very simple gopis. Not qualified at all. We cannot make garland like the omens of Mathura, the kisoris of Mathura. They can do so much. They can serve you well, Mathuranath. When you will return? Will we return? And sometimes thinking that, oh, Krishna has come. And making like this. Understand?
Covering
your eyes. Oh, who are you? Who are you? Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra. No. And at once, oh, you Krishna? So when you will come like this? Kadabalo Krishna. Hridayam, okay? Itana. He Nath, He Ramana, He Nainabh, Hiram, Ha Ha Kodanu, Ha Hanu,
He Deva, He Krishna, He Chakala, He Krishna, He Nath, He Ramana, He Ramana, He Ramana.
So, beautiful meaning of this is love. And always remembering and always weeping. Once, his one disciple came there. You know that Ishwarpuri Pavan serving always with same mood as he was. Always serving in all ways. Giving Mahaprasadam, making him bath, serving him in all respect. But another Shishya was also disciple, Ramchandrapuri. He came there and he told to him, that why are you weeping uselessly? A redounce order sannyasi should not be. He should think that I am Brahma. I am Nirvishesh Brahma. No love and affection for anyone, even for his body, nothing. He should be renounced. So why you are weeping? Then at once Madhavendra Puripa told his old disciples, take him and get him out of my assembly, bhajan kuti. I don't want to see his face again in my life. And he was driven out. And he gave his all moods to Ishwar Puripa. You have heard that how he was renounced, that he never begged anything to anyone. He knew that Krishna will arrange everything. When Krishna took some milk pot and went to Govardhan, where his Madhavendra Puri was always observed weeping, rolling down on the earth. And he gave, "Oh, my mother has seen you. You have not taken anything for 4 or 5 days. And you are hungry. But you don't beg to anyone. So my mother has sent me to give this milk to you. You should take it. And I'm going to... And again I will come and I will take return this pot." Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was hearing, but giving no importance. But his sweet words and extending word in threefold attracted him. And said, "Who is this boy? In my whole life, anyone, any boy, any girl, any wife, any woman, any person I had not charmed in whole world. In my whole life. But how he charming me?